Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, In Search of the Invisible God. Invisible does not mean non-existence. Many things exist that cannot be seen. While we see the effects of the wind itself is not visible. Many things exist on the microscopic level that are barely seen with microscopes, and some things can't be seen with them. Nevertheless, they affect our lives, and did so long before we knew anything about them. The radio waves that bring us visual and audio content on our televisions, radios, computers, phones, and other devices travel through space and pass through walls and our bodies unseen. No doubt there are still invisible things we are still unaware of. The fact is, something doesn't have to be seen or visible for it to be real and exist. The same can be said of God. We don't have to see God to know He exists. People can look at a scene and tell that something has happened without actually seeing it happen. Not only can a person know something happened at the scene, but they can tell by the facts and arrangement of the scene that something or someone caused it to happen. When we examine the scene of the world in which we live and look at our own selves within it, we know that something has happened. We also know that there was someone or something that made it happen. God has left His mark upon the world and upon man himself. Yet God chooses to be invisible to those of us who are here in this world. Yet He invites us to seek Him. The best starting point for seeking the invisible God is with the life, ministry, and work of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that He is the image of the invisible God. All things were made by Him and for Him in heaven and in earth, whether they be visible or invisible. As we grow in our understanding and knowledge of Jesus, we likewise grow in the same of the invisible God. Uncovering more about the invisible God becomes a daily adventure for those who love Him and seek His face. They pick up each day where they left off the previous day as He reveals a little more of Himself to those who diligently seek Him. The best thing is that He will not remain anonymous. The day is coming when the invisible God will be invisible no longer, but every eye shall see Him, both those who have been searching for Him and those who didn't. Those who said He is real, though unseen, and those who said He was unreal and didn't exist. So many invisible things have always existed, and it has just been within the last few years that mankind has either seen them or have become aware of their existence. God has always been and will always be. But unlike many other invisible things, God may still be invisible, but mankind has always been aware of His presence. The evidence of His presence is in the things we see all around us and within us is undeniable. Remember to visit our website to see our latest news, announcements, and worship activities and opportunities. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices. Don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursdays. Get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday school daily Bible readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.